The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I have twin sons who were born on the 4th of July. They were born 2 months premature, and so I mused that the significance of the holiday was that they wanted to be independent. Ha ha. When I was growing up, the 4th of July was the time when I'd ride to the local airbase, usually with a friend's family, to watch a fireworks display show. It was always a cold summer night, shivering in a windbreaker and shorts. And oh, the noise. It wasn't until I was an adult, watching fireworks, silent and tiny in the distance, over the far shore of Lake Tahoe, that I realized all the noisy explosions typically frighten me. The fanfare of American patriotism falling as it does each year on my son's birthday holds a strange irony for me, the mother of black sons. I try to imagine a future in which I am not preoccupied by their safety, one where their country celebrates them. Today's poem is Immigrant Picnic by Gregory Janikian. It's the 4th of July. The flags are painting the town. The plastic forks and knives are laid out like a parade. And I'm grilling. I've got my apron. I've got potato salad, macaroni, relish. I've got a hat shaped like the state of Pennsylvania. I ask my father what's his pleasure, and he says, hot dog, medium rare. And then, hamburger, sure, what's the big difference? As if he's really asking. I put on hamburgers and hot dogs, slice up the sour pickles and Bermudas, uncap the condiments. The paper napkins are fluttering away like lost messages. You're running around, my mother says, like a chicken with its head loose. Ma, I say, you mean cut off. Loose and cut off, being as far apart as, say, son and daughter. She gives me a quizzical look as though I've been caught in some impropriety. I love you and your sister just the same, she says. Sure, my grandmother pipes in. You're both our children, so why worry? That's not the point, I begin telling them. And I'm comparing words to fish now, like the ones in the sea at Port Said, or like birds among the date palms by the Nile, unrepentantly elusive, wild. Sonia, my father says to my mother, what the hell is he talking about? He's on a ball, my mother says. That's roll, I say, throwing up my hands, as in hot dog, hamburger, dinner roll. And what about roll out the barrels? My mother asks, and my father claps his hand. Why, sure, he says, let's have some fun, and launches into a polka, twirling my mother around and around like the happiest top. And my uncle is shaking his head, saying, you could grow nuts listening to us. And I'm thinking of pistachios in the Sinai, burgeoning without end. Pecans in the south, the jumbled flavor of them suddenly in my mouth, wordless, confusing, crowding out everything else. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to The Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.